This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You entered this? We asked you multiple times what you're saying.
You sang a song and said entered a raffle to win a Monson Tarzana. Then you said, I'm not kidding. Then Rick has asked you several times what you're talking about. And then he blew up.
What is a Mons?
Yeah, I'm trying to find what he's talking about.
You say nonsense. We ask you to clarify.
And I got the Omaze part, which is sad.
It's a Mons of La Mancha.
It's an extravaganza today. I don't know what else to say. We've got six fucking guests on the show. Jake and Amir.
Ahoy.
It's kind of a get.
Oh, I'm on nearly every episode.
We got Riley, we got Kayla, we got Marika, all on the sax, on the fax, bringing up the rear. Jake, you look really handsome today.
Thanks, man.
Jake didn't want to be here.
You also look kind of right? handsome today.
What?
You also kinda? Look handsome. Well,
Jake, you look
relatively
handsome.
Relatively speaking.
Amir, you look kind of handsome. And then it was a quick recorrect. Amir, you look handsome.
It's really that he's not wearing shorts.
Mm. But I wasn't wearing shorts in the last episode.
I think then it's the white tee, blue jeans, because he didn't look as handsome an hour ago.
Mm. It's still the same shoes, though.
Marika's already gone. Nothing's
so
even happened and she's
Can
over
you blame
it.
Blame her.
No,
of course not.
15 minutes in, I could not.
She's back. She's playing peekaboo with us.
I left my phone on the couch and I couldn't bear to be without it.
Yeah.
Wow.
During the episode.
You can't unplug for even 43 minutes.
Mm-mm. Ooh, thank God. Is that how long this is going to be?
This might be an hour and a half. That's a joke. I want to kind of give the floor to y'all, all right? There's six of us on the show. There's two producers on Voice of God, Mike. What is going on with you guys? What do you want to talk about?
What is wrong with you?
I'm manic depressive. Yeah. I'm manic depressive.
I've never seen you more tense. In the years that I have known you, I've never seen you as rigid. If I like tapped you, you would fall over and shatter. Yeah.
I'm a boss.
You're wound tight today, man. You're wound super tight. You're taut.
Yeah. And I was taught to be relaxed.
Were you?
Yeah. And so it's sort of an act of
rebellion.
Rebellion, yeah.
Cool to be kind.
Yeah, what's up with everybody? Come on. Let's keep it going.
I mean, I'll start. I'm doing great.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Yeah.
It's just a fun time.
Like, do you have weekend plans?
No.
It's a Friday.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So what's a fun time?
That's awesome.
It's just almost Saturday, and then, yeah, Sunday around the corner.
You're gunning for Sunday?
And then Monday.
I'm a weeknight warrior.
Yeah. Amir gets the Sunday scaries because Monday isn't here yet.
That's why he gets that. I love what I do. I just don't know what else to say. What else is going on with everybody else?
I'm seeing the first preview of Anne Juliet tonight. I'm really excited about that.
That's cool. Jealous. Is that a jukebox musical?
Yeah.
Yeah. What isn't? Huh?
Can I come, by the way?
Jesus, man. She's obviously looking forward to it.
If you buy a ticket, you can also see the show, not necessarily with me.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not stopping you from going.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we'd go together, and ideally, you'd provide the ticket and the access. And they do the wine and the little sippy top thing.
Well, you have to buy that for sure. And yeah, it's, you know, $24. You're obviously going to buy a double. So yeah, that's like $24.
Sweet. That sounds fun for us.
Wait, jukebox musical for what band? Isn't it usually one band? Or is it just like a
so
karaoke?
This is a songwriter that wrote songs for like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, like all of the huge hits. Kesha's Blow. I'm trying to just think of songs that are in it.
This is Dr. Luke's new musical.
It's a Luke box musical.
Nice.
Yes.
Very good.
Perfect.
So it's just pop songs sung in a musical
pop songs.
Theater style.
Oh, well, not really. I mean, they're definitely just like very poppy sounding. And
Rika, just for the sake of time, I think we don't explore the nuance with him.
Wow.
He doesn't have to get it exactly what it is.
I was just going to say it's about what if Juliet didn't die at the end of Romeo and Juliet.
That's funny.
That's the whole plot. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. Saw it in London. Excited to see it tonight.
Stronger than yesterday.
That might actually be in it.
I love that song.
It's good.
Kayla, Riley, arm wrestle for who gets to go next.
I love that.
Yeah.
I won't do that. I'll defer.
To Kayla.
Yeah.
Putting on a glove.
Speaking of defer, you have a heart out today because you have a callback for a commercial for the U.S. Army Reserve.
I do.
Wow.
I mean... It's one of those things where she walks into...
I have to leave at 1:20. Even if we're still going, I'm sorry, I will be getting up and leaving the room.
Because in the military, if you're early, you're on time, and if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
Hoorah!
Yes. Bring your King James Bible, Riley.
The few, the proud.
It's already packed, brother. It's in the Subaru outside, ready to go.
And we should say that your King James Bible is just something you bought at Sotheby's that used to be owned by LeBron.
Yes, yeah. It's LeBron's old Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, Kayla.
Well, I came into the office today to take some calls, and now I'm on this podcast. That was unexpected.
Okay, yes. They basically accosted me saying, "Oh, Kayla really wants to be on the show today."
I don't think that's true.
Who's they?
Y'all.
Y'all.
Kayla, I'm not going to betray you like this, but we'll talk about this afterwards.
Wow, holy Anya.
Shit. She's
wow, Anya.
Playing both sides.
I don't even know how to feel about that.
Cannot wait for the group chat convo.
I just come in here to
just
take
don't
a call.
I'm just got put on the show to embarrass me like this.
You can't do this to me.
Okay.
I can't believe there are 8 people on the show today.
Entirely too many.
Is this the most people that's ever been on an
app? Yeah. A live show? No. At the live show,
at
I
the
think
live
you had
show
like
there
13
was like 12
people on stage.
Jesus.
Yeah. But in different combinations. I think 8 at right. once has never happened. So other than the U.S. National
well, it has for
Army
sure,
Reserves,
but...
what's new in the life and times of Marie Jude?
fuck. I mean, what? I mean, what's bigger than that, right?
Your middle names?
Yeah.
Or the commercial?
Both. I think I'm going to go see, I'm forgetting the name of it, but the new Colin Farrell, Martin McDonagh movie
it's
tonight.
The Banshees of... Inisherin.
Yes, I'm seeing that
it's
tonight,
great.
I think. I'm very excited. So.
Favorite movie of the year.
Wow. That's what I've heard. I've heard it's awesome, and it's very Irish, so it's like, you know, it's like...
What?
Of course.
What?
What does that have to do with you? You're taking credit for Ireland? How? What? And you acted like we all knew? Well, you know, it's very... Say it. What do you have to do with Ireland? I'm curious. Do you guys know? Or is it like common knowledge?
Okay, we've never done this before.
What?
I want you guys to take out your phones, start recording a voice memo, and go out into the other room and settle this.
No way. Why does it have to be over
100%? And then when you come back in, whatever, I'll edit it in seamlessly. We'll hear the conflict resolution every time.
In full, that'll take 10, 15
so
minutes.
And I remember I have an hard out, so.
The show doesn't go on.
You fucking kidding?
Why do we have so many people on today's episode?
It was a thing that I asked 4 people and didn't realize it. And then Kayla walked in and I was like, oh, Kayla's never in LA.
Let me just, we already have 5. Yeah. Why not
if it's
do
too
6?
Many people, I'm down to leave.
No, Jake, like, you can leave at the ad break if you want. That's, and I'm being serious. You can leave at the ad break. Also, there's really important segments to get to.
Don't give him that out.
Jake is counting fucking down.
You have an egg timer going.
So that's what everyone's up to. Let's take a quick break.
Well, you didn't go.
I, nothing's up with me. Just hanging out.
Beautiful. You're not giving yourself enough credit, man. You have a dog?
Yeah.
You biked 100 miles?
Yep. Did a century. That was a month ago or 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Legs feel good now, though.
Well, let's keep it going with everybody's
bonds of the week. This segment sucks.
You say this segment sucks.
I'm waiting on fucking Barbara, Broccoli or otherwise, to fucking make a decision. And it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be Renee Jean Page or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Reggae Jean Page.
That, Reggae Jean Page.
Jean Page.
My bond of the week is Ben Stiller, just so he can get out of his father's shadow.
Mm. His father's dead.
Nice.
Well, not gonna get much better than screaming at George Costanza. So he needs something. He needs a vehicle. And don't say directing Severance was that, because it wasn't.
Okay. I'll say you. I will say Jeffrey James, Bond of the Week.
Wow.
Because I feel like nobody is more dialed into this decision than you. Nobody has considered more bonds than you. Nobody knows more than what it takes to be Bond than you. Okay?
I feel like that's more of an argument for me to work in casting.
That's interesting. But, but you have that impeccable British accent. Let's hear it.
Yeah, the famous...
Listen, Em, I'm not too sure about this mission, yeah? Right, what's all this then? Oh, there's a new bad guy living in the Maldives.
What's all this then is your go-to phrase.
I'm James, and isn't it?
Can you do the posh version?
The
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know if I can do posh British for some reason.
Then you can't do that.
for some reason.
You are going to have sex with me.
The other one I can nail, but for some reason I really can't.
I don't know why I can do all the English dialects except for that one.
Except for that.
I guess because it's so crazy. I'm so blue collar.
What about James Does New York? So it's Bond in like fucking at Rolo's.
Eating Rolo's.
So Ridgewood. Yeah. So that's Queens for sure.
That's New York.
It's true.
I'm just saying he could be like, the name's Bond. James Bond.
Do you feel more comfortable doing that accent?
I really only know Brooklynese because I did a dialect class. And
when I was 14, they only taught you
Brooklynese?
Wow.
Well, it was for a play, obviously.
What play?
Saturday Night, Sondheim's first piece.
Yeah, so the musical you reference all the time.
So what can you do on a Saturday night alone? That's my experience every weekend, Amir.
I feel like we've done Jeffrey before because I remember making the Jeffrey James Bond pun before.
Yeah, same.
Wow. I must have not been on that episode.
I guess not. My Bond of the Week, I think, is going to be Dingo Hurwitz, actually.
I can get behind that.
We've never had a dog Bond.
Yeah,
that's true.
Haven't we?
But there's nothing in the rule book that says that a dog can't be Bond.
That's right.
An Air Bud Bond.
Yeah, Air Bond.
Blonde Bond.
Imagine him in a little suit.
Yeah, he has the agility and the intelligence based on the Instagram story you shared.
He does, and he just got over his diarrhea, so I feel like he's ready to go.
So he's ready to go.
Yeah, I did hear that on No Time to Die, Daniel Craig had to pause production for like 2.5 weeks because he had horrible...
Because he wasn't over
GI diarrhea. Issues, sort of Kayla style.
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you.
Kayla's been put on blast twice on this podcast already.
I don't know why I'm even here.
You could walk out. You have the most reason
I know
to
why
walk
she's
out.
Here, and she knows why she's here.
I know why I'm
here. Just wait till the ad break, please.
What? Not everybody needs to have a Bond of the Week, but if anybody else has one, let's hear it, and then let's move on.
I have a quick one. Okay. I'm going to say Bill Hader, because I'm finally catching up on the latest season of Barry, and I'd climb him like a tree. Yeah.
You're just attracted to every average-looking white guy.
Attracted to average-looking white guy.
Amir loved that.
Anybody else? Can we move on? Finally,
if he doesn't do it,
is that fine?
Henry Winkler, I would also take it.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Okay. Per The Independent, scientists warn that stopping toddlers napping could be dangerous.
So?
What's that?
So what? Dangerous how? What is that?
Well, I didn't read the whole article. Yeah.
Dangerous for who?
The fucking parents, because of the rage of the tyke. When I was 3, I threw a dish at my daddy.
So, Jake, this is why Jeff wanted you here. This is why he was so adamant about you not being able to leave.
There's no way.
He heard the rhyme. He can get out of here.
None of us have kids. None of us are with child here. Is that safe to say?
With child means pregnant, so.
I know, but that's even that would be a little bit closer to having a dangerous fucker. Fucker, really.
When I was 4, I hurled a bowl at my door.
That was a horrible rhyme.
For the only time a Bay Area mayor was punched in the chest by a passerby.
That's who was? Fine.
A Bay Area mayor. So not even the mayor of San Francisco.
A bear.
That's good. A Bay Area.
Area.
Can you imagine a Bay Area mayor? A Bay, yeah.
Yeah.
A Bay Area.
A Bay Area.
Mayor.
So is this,
at a terrarium.
Just because it's like, I this episode and then I was on a couple weeks ago, but I haven't been on in years. Is this a segment like of you just kind of like shooting off puns based off of headlines that are pretty
it's news of the day.
I had the same question. I had the same question.
Because yeah, Jake has been on in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 months. Wow. Yeah.
Because it's like all the other segments have theme songs. They have like, and here's this new segment. You just kind of launch into like, don't wake a kid up. And what are we supposed to do with that?
Don't worry, darling. It's always been part of the wax.
Don't call me darling.
Ever.
No, it's a staple of the show for, I feel like, 2 years has been wax. And then also I started introducing news of the day. And now I've sort of morphed the two. Mm-hmm. Come up with a love child, and it's this.
Wax of the now.
Wax of the now is really good.
Wax of the now.
It also sounds like a waxing salon. It's a bad time to be a booster slacker, says The Atlantic. I just got my booster on Wednesday.
How are you feeling?
It really didn't do much to me.
Well, you got it 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I did too.
We should have texted all night about it.
Yesterday, though.
I think that's just age.
So I guess that's the difference between me and you.
Well, he's
I'm pro-vax, but anti-boost. How does that sound to everybody?
Not great.
It doesn't sound, actually. No. Yeah.
I got my booster 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I did as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm anti-boost is what I was going to say.
So that means you're anti-vax. Like,
right.
The vaccines work. The booster, who needs it? You know what I mean?
The booster is
the
vaccine.
Because they stop working after a while.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't realize that.
Is it interesting?
Let's move on.
Okay.
I have to do my own research, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. What is the difference between sweet potatoes and yams?
I thought there was Food Network. Pretty sure they were the same thing.
I thought we're supposed to wax. Is he not allowed to interrupt you? Is he not allowed to speak?
He isn't.
It felt like
also it wasn't really an anyone else can. It seemed like that was the end of the. Is there more?
I have a hot take.
Yeah,
I think sweet potatoes are disgusting.
I do too.
Same here.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Wait, because every time I say it, everyone looks at me like I'm insane.
Yeah.
I think they're fine, but it's just they're not better than fries. The idea that sometimes they're an upcharge to fries, I'm like 75 cents and I can make the fries worse. No, thank you. And you guys don't think the boosters work either, right?
No.
But I'm just making sure we're on the same exact page.
You're shoehorning that opinion into the sweet potato.
We disagree really about that.
It's not interesting. Also, I can tell you're bottomless. Which is fine, but it makes me slightly uncomfortable.
I totally prefer not to know that.
Oh, okay. I have to be honest, Marika and Anya, the meeting that we had on Tuesday, I wasn't wearing pants.
Yeah.
It's
I feel like you didn't have to tell us.
Well, it's because I hadn't gotten out of
Anya's
bed.
Anya's also not wearing pants.
Yeah. I feel like the confession is worse than the crime on this one.
All right. Well, I'll edit that out.
Jeff, when we record virtually.
Yeah. I've never done bottomless on a review or on the Higgum podcast. It was just that meeting because I thought I was going to be late. And then I couldn't find my pants because I was not at my house.
Can I confess something about that meeting?
Yep.
I was at a sushi restaurant.
Were you wearing pants?
Also bottomless.
Bottomless mimosas. Y'all ready for fish? Whoa. Damn, thanks.
My
God. Jesus. Am I dying?
Serving it to you? Y'all ready for fish? And then you're like, yeah, thanks.
That's gyoza.
Oh, man. All right, let's take a break and we will be right back. Or some of these folks will.
What is the difference between sweet potatoes and yams?
Oh, my God.
Although sweet potatoes and yams are both root vegetables, they are not related to one another and differ in taste, texture, and appearance.
Yeah, great. Right. Thank you.
Awesome.
So they are the same thing.
What else you got?
Oh, I got something else for you guys. So.
Don't say it like that.
As we all know.
So.
For months on the show.
Oh my God.
I had been sort of toying with the idea of not only joy, but also once I reached 10,000 followers on Twitter.
You'd bear your ass.
I'd bear my ass for all to see on the timeline of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't find a rhyme there.
I couldn't.
Yeah, I knew you were looking for one.
It happened last week.
Jesus.
Last Wednesday, I believe. 10,000. Still there. Still at 10,000. And I immediately panicked. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to be. I didn't know if I should show everything down to my knees. So I took a photo. I took a self-timer photo in my living room. That ultimately was a good photo of me, but it wasn't funny. I was like, it's better to just not post this than to post this photo because it's just not, you're not it. You know, I said to the photo, I said, you're not it. Fuck all of you.
yeah.
So I did a thing. I hired a boudoir photographer.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I rented a Pier Space loft downtown. This all cost me $500. Okay. And I want to make good on the promise.
Oh. I just unfollowed you. It looks like you're back under 10.
What? Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing 9801. There you go. Yeah, wow.
I am a man of my word.
Oh, my Christ.
Not only in terms of posting the photo, but of all the, honestly, hyperbole surrounding my rump. So without further ado.
Oh, my God.
Further ado.
Okay. Hang on, let me find a song.
Are we all good with seeing Jeff's ass?
Yeah, can I also get verbal consent from everybody? And if anybody doesn't want to see this, you can step out of the room.
You've showed me a photo of your ass before, so it's not anything I haven't seen. And I didn't get give you consent the last time, so.
Casey?
Yeah, I've already seen a photo of your ass.
Okay.
And I didn't give consent for that.
So. I don't know where you saw that.
On your phone, Jake's phone, someone showed it to me.
That's
now
fair.
I'm offended.
It's being passed around. It's being asked around.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd also like to see your ass.
All right.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Casey?
We just needed a yes.
Yes.
Oh. All right. Jake. Sure. Yes. Definitely.
I said yes.
Now?
I said
Marika?
I have also already seen your ass, so yes.
Hello.
Oh my God.
It's John Cena!
Oh my God.
Why? Why the boots? Why the boots?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
What are you reading?
That is Heart's Kindred by Zona Gale.
No, not Gale.
Of course it is. Of course.
Oh, my God. No.
I mean, it's just an ass. Why is that bad, you know?
We Did have you to... tweet it? Are you tweeting?
I'm going to tweet it right okay. now.
We got to get the live
tweets. We're going to get the live
there.
Tweets.
Yeah.
Oh my
John
God.
Cena.
The look on your face.
Are you cross-eyed?
I'm wall-eyed. Okay, and here's my question to y'all. You guys can help me craft this. Do I caption it at all? I think no caption.
Yeah, no caption.
No presented. Caption.
It's tweeted.
Will it be blurred? Like, you know, it's like click to reveal, or is it just like it just?
Well, now that Elon owns the
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Musk see, right?
Nice.
Also, you must have taken more photos than this.
Yeah, I want to see the outtakes also.
Do you want to see the outtakes?
Yes, oh my God.
Was this one, this
I
one wasn't Photoshopped.
I don't want to, because I was going to post all of them and I a little bit will just show you afterwards because the other ones are more revealing and I don't feel comfortable showing the internet.
Like a hole?
What was the photographer saying and like, how are they coaching you through this?
They, you did unfollow me. It says Jake Hurwitz followed you back.
Yeah.
You just wanted to see if I was at 10,000.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could push it the other way.
Wait, Jeff, can we get the live tweeter link, the likes, retweets, and comments?
Yeah,
on there?
Here we go.
Live tweeter.
Yeah, let's see some live tweeters.
We're at 9 likes, so 10 likes.
It would be so sad if it just ended with like two retweets and seven likes. It's funny because it's actually true. Like it was a build up to a thing and now it's here and that's it.
My God. I finally got to see the high res photo that you guys got in studio.
Oh my God.
Jeff, are you aware? If I turn my brightness up, I can see whole. Is that fine with you?
I've looked at it every which way. You can see crack. You can't see hole.
There's a hint of nut down here by your left knee.
No way.
Did your family know you did this?
I called my mom afterwards because we had a phone call scheduled, and she was like, "What'd you do today?" And I was like,
"Oh my God,
I had a photo shoot." Oh, also, the Heart's Kindred thing was in my not childhood bedroom, but my parents' house, the place I sleep at. And I was like, "Oh, can you send me that book? I need it for a thing." And she was like, "Yeah, what do you need it for?" I'm like, "A photo shoot." And then like I just was dancing around it, and she was finally like, "What was the photo shoot?" And I was like, it's a Twitter bit, it's a little racially clad, but you know, it's nothing. It's pretty tasteful.
I'm sorry, but I can see that this is your parents' living room. I know that your mother took
this photo. This was, I mean, I can show you the other one.
Are those your boots?
Those are my cowboy boots.
And the conversation you had with the photographer.
Oh, that was also very serendipitous, right? So I got to 10,000 on a Wednesday, and I was like, this needs to go up ASAP, Rocky. And I was like, oh, and I reached out to my photographer friend, but who's Pharrell's photographer. She's unbelievable.
This is the day you got boosted, right?
This was a week from then. Anyway, but she was still in New York, and also was like, I can't do it pro bono, and my rate is really high. This was the other salon, which I'm like,
I can't believe.
Jesus.
That one has
rice.
That one straight up has hole. That's why it's cropped so high. Also, you could see my dick and balls in this one. So I had to crop it. Oh, and this was the other one. Was
I hate being this close to the stage. Right,
an inch away. Are you flexing your butt somehow? Jeff,
no, my ass is really good.
Can I share my feedback on this one?
Yeah.
Because I did see this one previously. I told him that he should crop out his head.
Which I think looks crazy.
Weird. So if we just zoom in. No, but if we zoom in and crop out your head, I think it'll be better.
But then how will they know? Yeah.
No, but
your face needs to be in it. That's
a bad photo.
Yeah.
I think it's proportioned better. I think it makes your head look weird.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm just saying that was the outtake. I don't want to show the one because people can pause it and it is too revealing, but I will show you. I'll pass it around for anyone who wants to see it. This was the other one that was a little more Kim K, was a little more break the internet, but is truly.
What do you mean? This one's revealing? What do you mean by revealing?
Me? I'm not sending it to anyone. No one's going to have it on their phone.
You're not going to text it to me?
Of course
not. I'm not
going to
do anything with it.
You're going to wank to it, man.
What are we going to do after the ad break? Just play like spiel or no spiel? Like, how do we move on from that?
God, where the fuck did it go?
Are there any replies, by the way? It feels like people are just liking.
Can we give that a little refresh?
Yeah, I'll look.
Yeah, there are a lot of replies. Actually.
Low energy, Jeff.
There's a quote tweet. Does
anybody want to see the other selects, the outtakes?
I said I do, but you won't fucking send them to me.
You can flash them.
He's
I'm
begging
curious.
Us
I'm
to
like,
see them.
Curious? I want to see them. But when you say revealing, like, is this
Jesus Christ?
Wait, I need to. I need to see this one.
This one involves him sitting on a gold tiger. God.
This is me on a tiger, a metal tiger, and my like cheeks are kind of.
This might be my favorite.
Yeah.
People like that one better, but I don't feel comfortable posting it.
Do you want to see Amir?
Send it to me and Jake.
I'll text it to Jake
disappearing.
And I'll send it to Anya, too.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, wait a minute.
I feel bad retweeting this.
Do it on Instagram vanish mode.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good work.
Maybe you could just post a fleet about it. So it sort of disappears.
You're obsessed with the fleet. You're obsessed with the
fleet. Put it on Fleeter.
Is Elon bringing that back?
I don't know. He hasn't responded to any of my DMs.
All right, I sent it to y'all. We do have to take a quick break and thank some sponsors.
They're going to be thrilled with this episode.
I'll be right back. I have something caught in my throat. It's COVID.
Wow.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys,
my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What's your next tweet going to be?
Dick.
The word.
At 25K, I J-O on shit. I'm not even serious. This is a slippery ass slope.
We are back. Guys, we'll keep checking in on the Twitter every couple minutes, but for now, it's time to play. Welcome to Jasper Johns or Vince Vaughn.
No.
Let's see the other pictures of your ass.
Yeah.
Those were the two selects, man. Yeah, this is Jasper Johns or Vince Vaughn, so I'm going to read quotes, and you have to attribute them to either the visual artist Jasper Johns or the...
Visual artist
yeah. Vince Vaughn.
So my joke about just moving on with a show with a stupid game was correct.
We're moving
That's
Vaughn.
Very good.
That's really good. Nice. We're vaunching into the second half. Well, yeah, it's two of the greatest artists of our time. Which one said what? Here we go. I was a bedwetter till very late. My mom used to hang my sheets out the window to dry, and I'd have to run home from school in order to beat the other kids to my house so they wouldn't see them.
Hmm. Feels like a Jasper Johns.
I'm going to say Jasper Johns as well.
Yeah, because why would Vince Vaughn's mom?
Wow.
It was Vince.
Wow.
I mean,
so he was afraid that his 8-year-old friends would be like, holy shit, you wet your bed. I can see your mom posting your sheets up on a clothesline.
Which, by the way, if they're on a clothespin, they're clean, the pee is out. Right. That just looks like someone's doing laundry.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's an insane Republican now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is he?
Yeah.
What about Vincent Van Gogh?
That's good.
He wasn't an option.
Nice.
And the game that you made. Right.
The last book I read was the book I've been rereading most of my life, The Fountainhead.
Jasper what? John.
Oh, I thought that was you saying.
I'm going to go Vince.
I'm going to go Vince as well.
Give me Vince.
Ooh.
Wow. What's that?
That's so sad for him.
Anya was more mortified at that than the ass pictures.
Yeah. I mean, what? It would be just such an embarrassing thing to admit.
Yeah, the ass was fine.
On the show. Yeah.
I wish there were more humor in my work than I see in it.
More humor. Jasper. In my work.
Jasper. Yeah, Jasper.
Yeah. Give me Jasper. That's correct.
Wow. These sound effects don't work in my headphones at all.
Yeah, they're. It sounds like a weird thunk. Yeah.
Good.
I'm a horrible golfer.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince.
Correct.
Even you don't care about this. Yeah.
This is the most joyless segment I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. Even you really don't care. Relax, though.
You bared hole for all to see, and now your life has no meaning.
Yeah.
Don't you realize we're finally here?
Yeah. From here.
You've achieved it all. And there's no way else but down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've peaked when you showed your crater. Isn't that interesting?
Well, there's also two peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah. And my, yeah. I didn't own a cell phone for a long time. I was late in the game
Jumps
on that.
Right back into it.
Vincent so Van Gogh.
Feels like a Vince.
Nice. I'll just go Jasper.
Same.
Jasper.
Vincent is correct.
Have you seen Swingers?
Have you seen anyone be kind to you when you talk to people like that?
I was just going to say that you might. Yeah, I think you'd really like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might check it out.
He seems genuinely hurt by that.
It's I'm not really strong on perfection.
Jasper.
Oh, Jasper.
Correct.
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 Just saying the middle Correct. Three letters.
I don't know.
Right.
And then it's less and less. So you're down to just the middle E.
Oh. I don't know how to have thoughts.
Is that
you?
A quote?
That's a quote
from you.
I don't know how to have thoughts.
I'm gonna go with Jasper.
Jasper,
it's
yeah.
Impossible.
Correct.
Oh, okay. More energy.
Don't worry about being liked. You have to be yourself.
Mm. Vince.
Jasper.
Vince.
I'm just trying to find a way to make pictures.
Jasper.
I think it's Vince.
Yeah, same.
Because motion pictures.
It was Jasper.
Fuck.
How old is Vince if he's saying, well, I gotta make a few more pictures?
Exactly. But I knew I would get at least one person on that.
Well, no, I'm just gonna come to the picture house.
See?
Your movies are not good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you'd really like Swingers. Especially if you haven't seen it. And it's sort of about going out in Los Angeles before. You
9/11.
Were born, yeah.
I don't, oh, sorry.
The Dresden is featured prominently in it. You know the Dresden?
Like in Germany?
Yes, like in Germany, of course. The whole fucking movie takes place in Dusseldorf.
She's not from here. Have you ever lived here?
No.
So why would you know the Dresden? I lived here for 7 fucking years. I still barely know the Dresden.
Okay, and that's fine. Oh. I just think you'd appreciate the film. The picture.
whatever I do seems artificial and false to me.
Okay. Jasper.
All right, so now what's the quote?
Yeah.
Give me Jasper.
How many more
of these do we have?
There's like another page. I think too many people look at the arts with a religious outlook. Arts, music.
Jasper. Let's just try to get through them.
Okay,
I'm going to guess Vince, Jasper, Vince.
There's only two more. Lock it in for those last two.
All right, Vince, then Jasper.
Directly incorrect. I tend to like things that already exist, which is Jasper.
Okay.
And as an artist, I can't be responsible for how people interpret material, which is Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Great.
You guys are going to like this next one better.
Is that a promise?
It really is.
It's Jimmy John's or Vince Vaughn's. Are these sandwiches made by...
It's the same Vince Vaughn quote, but we still get tripped up. Fuck.
Sweet potato or yam?
Welcome to...
Excellent.
Love is Fine.
This is great, because I
Didn't
do love
you
Love
do
is
this
blind.
Before?
No.
You did something else with Vines.
Yeah, I feel like you did a game where it was like you're going on a blind date with Ralph Fiennes.
Rafe.
And you had to... Rafe, yeah.
Sorry, can we just...
Like, bad.
Why don't we hear the rule? Why don't we hear
ears?
What it is? Why don't we hear what it is before you scrutinize the theme song?
I couldn't hear it.
We can't hear the theme song. It sounds like nothing to us.
This is Love is Fiennes.
It sounds like you're playing a boombox underwater. I can't hear it at all.
This is Love is Fiennes, where we're going to look into some Ralph Fiennes roles, and you're going to see if you would maybe want to date this person.
Oh, I love this game.
Yeah. Well, not really being able to see
How is it a game, Riley?
What do you mean, how is it a game?
It's not a game.
What?
I mean,
Love is Blind is a game show.
This no, is a game.
A game? What? No, it's not.
It's
no,
just
it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's just a no, segment. This... Let's just keep moving forward, please.
This
Fine.
Is a game.
This isn't a game.
It's too high pitched. I can't hear you. Sounds like a balloon deflating. All right, here we go. This esteemed hotel concierge is truly a master.
Yes. Budapest,
we're not guessing who it is. We're not guessing who it is.
This is a good game.
And you tell me if you'd want to date her.
It's a really good game.
Let me know the character.
Yes,
we all know who it is.
I really like this game.
This isn't a game.
This esteemed hotel concierge is truly a master of his own domain. His name is Gustav H., and his interests include poetry, etiquette, and pastries.
Yes, yes.
He is a bit of a player, often servicing the needs, sexual or otherwise, of rich elder women. However, he is ultimately a romantic, and he knows how to enter the hearts of his guests.
Would.
Will he enter yours next?
Yes.
Yes.
No. This isn't a game.
What do you mean it's not a game? What do you mean it's not a game?
This is another one of those vaccine versus booster debates. I don't want to engage.
Can I quickly interrupt?
Yeah.
Just wondering, are you going to be bringing up the Holocaust soon?
No.
Schindler's List?
Cool. No.
He should have won an Oscar for that role, but Tommy Lee Jones got it instead for The Fugitive, and I'm still upset.
So you're saying you'd fuck him in Schindler's List?
No, I'm just saying he's a very talented actor.
I can't believe you blanked out the characters, but won't let us guess them.
That would make it a game, by the way.
That would make it a
this
game.
This is the game. The game is, would you... Would you fuck Fiennes?
Yes.
And he's roles.
Add that role. Would you fuck Gustav H?
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Amir?
Can we play this with a different man?
Meaning not Jeff?
Not Jeff, not Fiennes.
That sounds bad to me, doing it any differently.
Not Fiennes.
Which part?
I'll zag and go no.
Okay. Jake, Marika, come on.
No. Sure.
No, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anya, Casey?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. And then now you get to see what he looks like.
We already knew.
Yeah, we knew.
Hey, it's Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
What movie?
Wow.
Grand Budapest Hotel. You fucking idiot. Here we go. A military veteran who spent 3 months as a hostage in the hands of the IRA.
IRA.
So this is the English patient?
Yeah.
This government agent keeps his cards and his secrets close to his chest. It's the same thing. I wrote these so late at night. If you're looking for a closed-off workaholic whose trauma-induced erectile dysfunction keeps you itching to crack his shell, look no further than the
like
head
you don't
of
have to
MI6.
On a podcast.
M.
Yeah.
This isn't how Love is Blind works either.
Yeah, but I can't be Fiennes, and you know what I mean?
I have
like,
to
this
leave
is
in
3 minutes.
Yeah,
okay, so would you fuck
out.
M?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody else, come on.
I mean, I'm going to fuck Ralph Fiennes, like, no matter the role, I think.
So
except for Schindler's List, Anya.
Yeah.
Let's go yes on this one.
What the fuck? I would do Ferruccio, but no more.
Okay. At his desk?
I think we would 69 on the floor.
Quite frankly. But again, this is not a game.
This is not a game.
And I don't. This is not a game to me. This is not a game to me.
Oh,
it's
there it
true
is.
Love.
Okay.
Yeah,
so do
you're
you.
Taking it really seriously. Marika, Anya, Casey?
I said sure, yeah.
Sure, okay.
Sure, sure.
If all of yours are going to be sure, then I want to have it. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen this movie, so I'm going to say no.
All right. This is what he looks like. Do you guys feel any different?
No.
It's Voldemort. That's so random.
I'm going to change my answer to no now.
Yeah, bad suit, I would say. Fits him well, but bad suit. Here we go. This orphan...
Oh, that's Voldemort.
My God.
This orphan let his lack of parents get the best of him and evolved over time into a... And evolved over time into an immortal demi-demon. Leaving behind a promising young career in wizard politics, he turned to the dark arts and amassed a cult following of other low-forgotten souls who do his bidding. Evil incarnate, this lord does not possess the capacity for love or empathy, but rumor has it he's motherfucking hung. This is Voldemort.
This is Voldemort. Rumor has it he's the one I'm Voldemort.
This is Voldemort.
This is Voldemort.
No, obviously not.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Does he even have a penis in this regenerated state?
I do think when he's naked in the... Or your...
Marika says yes very clearly.
He doesn't have a nose, but he does have a cock.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just saying that he has a child in... The Cursed Child, so I assume.
Right. And everything else about the series is sticks good to point. Kind of that kind of reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
So are we fucking Voldemort? Come on. Yeah. Nobody's like chiming in. Everybody's kind of tepid and like,
he's
oh, does
powerful, it happen? You said yes? Which is cool. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. We got a yes. Y'all?
No, I don't think Voldemort's a generous lover.
No.
I'm with Casey. Not. A generous lover.
Unless he is a eunuch, in which case, maybe that's all he can do. Mm-hmm.
I would do mutual masturbation. No more.
No less.
No more, no less. This is not a game.
I would solicit a JOI video from Tom.
But he does have, like, crazy snake tongue, so.
Rumor has it.
Does Tom Riddle count?
No, this is Voldemort, because Tom Riddle's not played by Ralph Fiennes, you fucking asshole.
Oh!
Whoa.
Anything changed now that you guys see him?
We all know what Voldemort looks
like.
We
know what he looks like.
I would just want him to cut
his
nails.
We were describing him physically.
Same answer.
All right.
I do have to go.
Okay, just preemptively, based on no information, would you fuck this person?
It's a Lego, so a Lego obviously guy. Not.
No.
Okay.
No.
Plugs?
I'm so sorry that I have to leave during the episode. Review. And if you're watching this, you can find me, Riley Ansvaugh.
You're caught up.
Yeah. Riley Ansvaugh on Instagram, Riley Cody on Twitter.
Google the word Ireland.
Ireland. If you know Ireland, you know me. Headgum Sketches on YouTube. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. Jake, haven't seen you in forever. Marika,
what a
adieu.
Joy.
Goodbye to everyone. I'm so glad we got to share Jeff's ass.
Yeah, I'm seeing how how it's doing.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Later, Riley. In here.
It's doing pretty well, but ultimately, your tweet from right before so many people ain't it is doing better.
Yeah, but that was over the span of a week. This has been 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you'd really want to see it blow by so many people ain't it.
Yeah. Well, I would appreciate the retweet from you. All right. This Alfred is penny worth your time. What he lacks in overall charisma, he makes up for in borderline feudal levels of loyalty. If you like early 20th century haberdashic fashion, you found the perfect date. Imagine doing
Talk about a Lego like he wears hats from a haberdashery. It's fucking Batman's butler from the Lego Batman movie.
This is one of the angriest times you've ever been at me. Imagine doing the omakase at Sushi Note alongside a man with a pocket watch shining out from his shawl collar lapeled long coat. Trust the chef? Nah. Trust the Al. This guy's a straight up Lego. Would you fuck him?
No, I would not have sex with a Lego.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Anya, Casey?
Likewise.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Jake?
Dry humping, no more.
All right. And then knowing what does this change your mind? Maybe he's hotter than you thought?
He's hotter than I thought.
All right.
I maybe do heavy petting over the pants hand job style now that I've seen what he looks like as a Lego.
Would you watch them fuck like other Legos?
Mm. I would be a voyeur with him. I'd be a peeping Tom Riddle.
Are we Lego people in this scenario? Right,
no, you're you.
That's a good question.
You're a Playmobil.
This was Love is Fine.
So, we got the picture of you and your butt. Yeah. And then right to the left of it is YouTube's richest creator seeking $1.5 billion valuation. So this sort of is the entire gamut of influencers right here, right? You sort of bare your ass for all to see for 150 likes. Meanwhile, Mr. Beast is trying to sell 10% of his net worth for $150 million. What are you looking at there?
I'm looking at the quote tweets.
Yeah, you're looking at the quote tweet.
The boy who bore ass on Maine, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh no, I just realized what pivotal work he's reading.
I think your next tweet should be, at 20K followers, I will blank. And then it's something even more explicit.
And for my next trick.
Yeah, like people are eager to find out what now.
You should, here's my pitch, just tweet, and for my next trick, and an OnlyFans link. And good. See how many people would sign up.
That's really interesting.
I like that.
Like, you could, in theory, make thousands of dollars a month. It's no Mr. Beast, but...
I would start an OnlyFans just for a monthly really good photo of my ass.
Right, exactly. This could be the free preview.
You have three ready to go.
Yeah, you can make it. Do a subscribe for free for now. You have two photos. That's 2 months.
But why would they pay for the cow when they can get the milk for free?
Well, they want variety. Yeah.
Right. Right.
You could make back the money, potentially.
Yeah.
And I guess
I made back the money because I sold my guitar amp yesterday at Guitar Center. It took an hour and a half, and I just was like, I need to make back the money that I spent on this fucking photographer. Shout out, by the way, Emily Montfort Photography. They're an incredible photographer. They have photographed, like, a lot of famous people, and I told them I'd plug their stuff. On Instagram, it's at emily.montfortphoto, and, like, Natasha Lyonne, Abby Jacobson, bunch of other cool people.
Oh wow, they didn't post the photo they took of you. Surprise.
It was under embargo.
did Emily see your dick?
No, we came up with a sort of intimacy coordination in that specific regard where I would say balls and then they'd turn around and then I would say clear and then they'd turn around and it was always me facing away from them.
That's like a perverted bear chef thing. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Corner. Well,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marika.
Herd chef.
Yeah.
Yes, chef.
They did come up to me at one point and say, "You should be dead."
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's a bear reference.
Did you take any non-nude photos? Like any just nice?
Like headshots?
No, because I only had the Pier Space place for an hour, so we really had to get in and get out. But yeah, they're an incredible photographer. If you live in Los Angeles and need somebody for editorial work, for creative projects, check them out. And we'll see how this goes, and maybe we'll check in next week on what happened in the wake, the ripple effect of my rippling
affect
mound. Any other thoughts or questions about it? I put so much effort into it, and this has been a long time coming. I feel like we haven't given it the reverence and weight that it deserves.
Let's go plugs.
Butt plugs.
That's really good.
Or otherwise.
What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? And then any other questions you have about the picture? Yeah.
Follow Jeff on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Hopefully he sets one up soon. You got to capitalize, strike while the iron's hot. At least a link to a link tree that can potentially one day have the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that people are being driven towards an action item.
Sure.
I like low energy Jeff is your name.
Yeah. I love the cream chunky knit that you have on. That's
great
nice.
Great sweater. No, I look great in that photo.
Oh. Don't say yeah, like that's what Kayla said.
Yeah.
What is this?
Listen to The Pit Wall. Listen to me and Marika and Casey's podcast, The Pit Wall. It's a Formula One podcast. It's great. Check it out.
At 10,000 subs, Jake will show his ass.
No, make Casey.
I actually...
I didn't consent to that.
I have the other photo of Jeff's ass that he was not willing to post. So if we get 10,000 listeners on the F1 podcast, I will tweet that.
Which is revenge porn, and you're going to fucking jail.
Revenge porn. Mariko, should we make this one of our at-home posters?
What's that?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll put that on the now playing thing outside with a QR code.
No, thank you.
We should, look, what if Kyle,
that could be good.
Could make that like a broken page thing.
Oh, like a 404. Like a 404.
Yeah. That's funny. 404. Yeah. Yeah. That's really funny.
I can't
funny.
Find the page you're looking for.
Yeah.
But here's my mound.
Stop saying mound.
Why aren't you calling them almond joys?
Nice. Because there's no nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, balls. Anyways, I'd like to plug myself. In
my ass.
Sorry.
Kayla LaMoriarty, and would love to plug to Anya if she still wants to get lunch after this. I'm very hungry.
I'd love to.
Great.
Love it.
Where are you thinking? Needle?
I've never been there.
Yeah, me neither.
Cool. Amir, let's not make this any longer than it has to be with the small talk, right?
Good Amir, God. What do you want to plug? Come on.
It really is just your OnlyFans. So OnlyFans.com /
Marika, come on.
Follow me on Twitter, Letterboxd, and Instagram at Marie Galon. Listen to The Pit Wall. Follow Jeff's OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Anya and Kayla have a good lunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anya and Casey, what do you got?
Oh, my dog has an Instagram. Follow Dingo the Dumbass Doodle. I'm just kidding. He doesn't really.
Listen to The Pit
so
Wall.
I'm so excited.
Sorry.
And buy tickets to the HeadGum Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you, Casey.
This will be
already. Then the next one.
Yeah, December 1st.
Yeah.
HeadGum.com/live for all your live show needs.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anya? Plug in the same thing. Follow and submit to the .love motel.
Love it. Mm. I actually do want to do that.
Thanks, Jeff.
At Jeffrey James
also
on Instagram.
Also subscribe to the HeadGum Happy Hour.
Subscribe to the HeadGum Happy Hour
podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. At Jeff Brody on Twitter. We will probably do something special for 25,000. So hopefully by then I'm famous as shit. And at Jeffrey James on Instagram for just my, like, you know,
yeah,
other shit. Thanks for listening to this episode. HeadGum Sketches too, Pitwall.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys again next week with an episode that, well, just really can't compete with this one, at least that part of it. And I'm rambling. Anyway, oh, hell, I'm rambling again. That's Daz, folks.
Oh my God.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.